Okay, so we're currently on the bottom of Chaf Tes Amud Beis, the last few lines. The Gemara is taking a line from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had told us, the first Mishnah the Perek said, the klal was, find that Mishnah, the klal was that anybody who goes to the bathroom has dolim, so he has to go to the mikvah. Anybody, ketanim, needs to wash his hands and legs. So it says the Gemara, Bishma reglayim, Mishum nitotos. I understand why after someone goes to the bathroom, ketanim needs to wash his legs, because nitotos, some things of the meraglaim, might fall onto his legs. So he has to wash and clean his legs off. Eliyadai, in my time, why does he have to wash his hands? He doesn't need to wash his hands after going to the bathroom. The Gemara says, Adin, Amarava, Zos Ameris. This is what comes to teach us. The Mishnah teaches us that mitzvah l'shavshef, there's a mitzvah to the shavshef. What does l'shavshef mean? So it says Rashi adds in a word also, top line of Lamed Amud Aleph, Mitzvah l'shavshef b'yado, mitzvah to l'shavshef b'yado, mitzot l'shem meraglayim, anything that from the meraglayim that goes on his body, ha'nitzin al-raglav, that goes off onto his legs, shelo yatza behen chutz, so he doesn't walk outside, and the Gemara is going to continue to say, let's go back to the Gemara now, misayile l'Rebbe Ami, this supports the opinion of Rebbe Ami, the Amar Rebbe Ami, osu l'adam shiyatza b'nitzotos, she'am gavi raglav, person can't walk outside with some of the meraglayim left on his legs, mipnei shenir kikharu shivcha, Moti Laza Banov Shemim Mamzerim. So it looks as if he's not able to have children. Any children that he has, so it would be considered Mamzerim. It wouldn't be his. So the halacha was that person, as Rashi explains a little bit more, a little clearer, back to the Rashi now, two lines down from that Rashi, the first Rashi on the page, Vinir Kikaru Shivcha She'ein Meraglaim Mikalchen Elas Shochsen. They kind of drip. It's supposed to come out when he goes to the bathroom. Ukaru Shivcha Ein Amolid. And someone who does this, goes to the bathroom in such a way, is not able to have children. And so any children that he does have and claim to have, they're going to say, V'yomru Abanav She'einam Shalom. They're going to say it's not his. So lest anybody say that his children are not his, a person has a mitzvah shavshef biyado. So what's going to happen when a person goes to the bathroom, ketanim, both his legs and his hands are going to be dirty. That's why he needs to wash his hands. That's the halacha taught by the Mishnah. The whole discussion here in Tosfos and others shown on whether when washing the hands, a person has to say bracha netiyas yadayim after going to the bathroom. We paskin that's not the case, but there is a discussion in the Rishonim. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, tsoa bimkomo asla kros kriyashma. A person that's tsoa bimkomo, he's not allowed to recite kriyashma. So says the Gemara, hechidami, what's the situation where this tsoa bimkomo? If it's able to be seen that so if Pasha that he's not able to say Shema, what's the chiddush here? You can't say Shema b'makom tsoa. Ida lo nirs. If you can see that so, it's inside his the body. Lo nisa Torah l'malche sharis. You don't expect we're not angels. We're people. How are we supposed to know? If you see it, so you can't say Shema. If you can't see it, you can't say Shema. We're regular people. We're human beings. No, the case is the Yoshev Veniras Omer Veinoniras. No, it's Bimkoma, but when he sits down, it's able to be seen, the Tzoa. When he stands up, it's not able to be seen. So, Maishna Bitzoa, Sheyodah Bebesakise. Why is this different? When it comes to Tzoa, that's Bimkoma, says the Rapapa, it's also to say Shema. But we have another discussion when, let's say, it's on his flesh, not Bimkoma, but on his flesh, the Itmar. Tsoa al bisaro, if there's tsoa on his body somewhere, not bimkoma, but let's say on his hands. O shayu yada bebeisa kise, or his hand is inside a bathroom, but he himself is not inside the bathroom. What's the halacha? Rav Huna amar mutu lekros kriyashma, Rav Chis amar asu lekros kriyashma. So you look at Rashi. Rashi explains, this is a Gemara in Brachos, I believe. So Rashi explains a case. Let's go back to bimkoma. Let's just fill in some of the Rashi's. Bimkoma, Rashi says, bineka pitabas asu ze lekros kriyashma. Okay. Yodu v'beis ha'kise, mechita mafsekes u'beis ha'kise lifnim me'a mechita. There's a wall, and the beis ha'kise is behind the wall. And v'zeh hichnis yodu v'derech achor b'shem mechita. He sticks his hand through the window, through a hole, so his hand's inside the bathroom, but he's outside the bathroom.
What for?
It happens to be the case. Gemara doesn't always talk about cases that happen often, and maybe he was sticking...
Talks about a case in Gemara with Pesach Kis is a place of Makom with Mazikim. So somebody stuck, somebody's wife, she stuck her hand and put it on top of the husband's head.
As a safety.
Right. So there she's this sticking her hand into the Pesach
Kis. He needed to get a tissue that was in the bathroom. So he stuck his hand in the tissue and he was saying Shema and he wasn't inside the bathroom, but his hand was inside the bathroom. So there's Machlokas again when a person's hand is inside the bathroom. So Rashi explained, what's the Machlokas? So Rav Chisda Amar Aser, you can't say Shema Mishum Kol Atzmosai Tomarna. The Pasuk Tehillim says, you should know the Pasuk Tehillim. Your whole, every single bone has to say Shema. So Taima Mishum Kol Atzmosai only calls off all your bones. Avam Mishum Zohemes Hereachlo, but simply a smell, bad smell, it's not the problem. V'kasher Papa Mitavayu. So what comes out is as follows: only when you, only because your bones are actually touching it. So back to the Gemara now: when you're only when your bones inside the base kisa, you can't say it. But if so is bimkoma, so it's asher to say shema. There's only machlokas when your hand, when the so, let's say on your body, touching your hand. But if so is bimkoma, everybody agrees it's asher. So why bimkoma is it asher according to everybody? But when it's bibasar, it's machlokas whether it's asher or not. So explain the Gemara as follows: bimkoma nafish zuhuma, shlo bimkoma lo nafish zuma. Because when that so is bimkoma, where it comes from, so there's going to be increased amount of zuma, smell, disgust. So that's why everybody will agree that you can't say asa. Rashi explains a little bit further: bimkoma nafish zuhuma shechamehi. It's warm, it's hot. Shlo yatzal avir lo nispazarecha. The smell hasn't dispersed yet, so it's very, very potent. So that's why bimkoma everybody agrees it's asher to say shema. But if it's gone to your hand, a part of the body, or your hand's inside the bathroom, the zuma is not so intense, and therefore it's only machlokas whether one's allowed to say it or not. Okay, new topic now. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbanon. Halacha besuda, the halacha of hilchos suda is adam yotei lehashin mayim. The person goes out, he's having a meal, he leaves the table to go to the bathroom, may it meraglaim ketanim. So what the halacha is, nota yodo achas, he has to wash one hand that he used to l'shafshik. V'nichnas, and he goes back into the suda, continue eating. Diber im chavero, let's say he goes out to speak to a friend, he's having the suda, and there's a knock at the door, he leaves everyone at the table, goes outside to go talk to a friend. V'hiflig, and he stays there for a while, Rashi shah, he stays there for a little bit long time. Like a flogger is like when a person goes out on or draw a flogger when everyone got separated or being maflig besfina, they go out on a trip. A flogger is like to delay, to spread. So he went out to speak to his friend for some time. So what's halacha during the suda? Is there a hesech hadas? Does he have to say and wash his hands again? The Gemara says after he finishes talking to his friend, notel shtei yadav v'nichnas. He has to wash both hands because there's a hesech hadas. Look at Rashi. Rashi just says notel shtei yadav. Two hands for this one. The chayvin shehiflik, since he was there for so long, sha'achas, an hour, if you will, or shtaim, 1 or 2 hours, has seich taito, misudoso, he forgot about his meal, v'lo nizhar lishmor yodav v'hin askanios, he wasn't paying attention to his hands, his hand got dirty, he scratched his hair, he stuck his hands could have been dirty, so since they're very busy, the hands are askanios, they're very busy, he has to wash his hands yet a second time prior to eating. So the Gemara says now, chshu notel, when he washes his hands, lo yital mi b'chutz, he shouldn't wash his hands outside where nobody sees him and then come in, but because people are going to think, maybe he didn't wash his hands. So Ella, what's he supposed to do to wash his hands? Ella nichnas v'yoshiv v'mkomo v'notas sheyadav. He's supposed to first come inside, sit down in front of everybody, and then wash both his hands in front of everybody so they see him. Umach se tefiach aha orcha. And then he passes the bowl. That's what the tefiach is, a bowl. The thing of water to the guests around the table, and then the shamish brings it back inside, just to make sure everybody knows he washed his hands. No one should be choshed him, lest he didn't wash his hands.
It's a kli, so
okay, type of kli. Okay, like you pass some people on Seder night, they have they bring the table, the some type of bowl and cup for everyone to wash their hands, so they don't have to get up. So Amar of Chista, lo Amar in El Shtos. This is only true when it comes to drinking that we require him to wash his hands in front of everybody else. Aval le'echol, when it comes to, if he's going to come back to eat the meal, nota mi b'chutz v'nichnas. He can wash his hands outside, even though people don't actually see him, and then come back in, because the miyad yadia danina daita. Because danina daita, who's going to come back after going to the bathroom, or after not paying attention and talking to a friend, and come back and eat? They used to use their fingers. They wouldn't use forks and spoons and knives. They'd use stick their hands in. Who would come back and not wash their hands? So of course he washed his hands. So that we're concerned, he could wash his hands outside. But if he came back to simply drink, and he picked up the cup, and you're not going to get your hands dirty, there's a chashash. Maybe he didn't wash his hands. So then we have to make sure to wash your hands in front of everybody else. And says the Gemara, last line before the Mishnah, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, V'ana And Nachman said about himself, even I, I'm a big Anina Daita, I am so concerned about any amount of dirt, so even when I come back to drink from such a case, I would wash my hands, and there'd be no concern that I didn't wash my hands, because he was so careful about not being dirty.
I'm surprised that they don't say that you have to, if you go outside, the halach is that you have to make a bracha.
Correct.
And so how could you make a bracha with your hands dirty?
Mm-hmm. With your hands dirty.
Right. I can make a bracha. So you have to have washed your hands. You know, if you're making a bracha, then you have to have washed your hands. If you're going outside and come back.
So it's possible he never walked outside. Maybe he stepped out to the side to another room. Maybe he never actually walked outside the house or the building. I'm trying to look in Rashi. I don't see Rashi saying anywhere here that he actually stepped outside.
Just...
So Rashi says, Adam shiyasa mitoch asuda. He left the suda, but not necessarily the bayis. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Masnisin ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoda, afilu tahor ad shi'itvo." The halacha was a person is never allowed to enter the azara to do an avoda, even though he's tahor, until he goes to the mikvah. So the person can know he's vaday tahor. He was kept away. He's protected from becoming tamei at all. No one came to him the past week. He's completely tahor. The halacha is you have to go to the mikvah nonetheless. That's the halacha, says the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to explain why you have to go to the mikvah. He's tar. Why do you have to go to the mikvah at all? So the Mishnah will explain why that is.
So the is every single coin, every single morning?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what about it, right?
No matter what about it, yeah. The coin has to go to the mikvah prior to entering into the Azara. So now the Rashi points out, Tosa says the same thing. Rashi says, the first Rashi on this Mishnah, La Avoda, La Avdafka, doesn't really mean to do an Avoda. Dein Adam Nichnas La Azara Ad Sheyitvol. It's entering the Azara. We're not talking about the Avoda Dafka. Even if he simply goes into the Azara without doing an Avoda, he has to go to the Mikvah first. So says the Mishnah, Chamesh Tvilos V'Asar Kedushin Tova Kohen Gadol U'Mekadish Baba Yom. There are a total of 5 different Tvilos and 10 different washings of the hands and legs that the Kohen Gadol does in Yom HaKippurim. He changes his clothing 5 different times, so when he changes each time, he has to go to the mikvah, that's 5 times, and he has to also wash his hands and legs prior to removing the previous set of clothing, and then after putting on the new set of clothing, so 5 times 2, you have a total of 10. The Gemara will discuss, not today, we'll discuss in a little bit how we get the 5 and 10 different tefillos and kedushin. So the Mishnah says, V'chulan, all of these tefillos, b'kodesh, Abesa Parva, where the mikvah was in a makam kadosh, which was situated on top of the Besa Parva. If you remember back probably a week and a half ago, we spoke about the different lishchos. And on top of one of the lishchos, there was a mikvah, which was the spring that was higher up. The spring came down and had a little mikvah, Besa Parva. That's in the section of the kodesh, and that's where the Kohen Gadol would be tovel all them. Chutz Mizu, except for the very first one before entering into the Beis HaMikdash, the first one was not B'makom Kodesh Bilvad. That was somewhere else. Gemara will discuss exactly where that will be, but that was a different place. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says now, when he would change his clothing, Parsu Sadin Shel Butz, they would separate him, they would cover up, put like open cloth, a mechitza of linen, Beino Levein Am, while he changes his clothing. And the Gemara explained why Dafka boots they would use, this linen, but this is what the Mishnah tells us. They would separate, so he has a little dressing room while changing clothing. So asks the Gemara, Shalu es ben Zoma, Tefillah Zulama, what was the purpose of this very first tefillah that they did prior to entering into the Beis HaMikdash every single morning? What was the purpose of this? If he already knew he was Tahor, so why go to the mikvah? So Amar Lahem, so he says to them, Ben Zoma asks, and Ben Zoma answers rather, Maha Mishan Mikudash Mikodesh Lakodesh. Well, just like a Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim, when he changes from one Kodesh Begadim to another Kodesh Begadim, meaning a Kohen Gadol has 2 sets of Begadim. The entire year he wears big days of. 8 clothing were made of gold. A color of gold. No. Yom HaKippurim, he has a second set of clothing, the big day Lavan, 4 big day Lavan. So Yom Kippur, he changes back and forth between gold and white, gold and white. So just like the Kohen Gadol who changes from big day gold, big days of, to big day Lavan. Umi makum she'anus kares, lemakum she'anus kares, and he's going from a place, of kares, which Rashi explains are kodesh kedashim to heichal, that you can't go to these places unless you have the proper begadim on, and to tefillah. Yet he requires tefillah. He's not going. He's not changing so much in level. He's changing. He's going from a kodesh to kodesh to makum kadosh to makum kadosh. But he still has to do a tefillah. There's a transformation going on here. So then, Michol Kodesh, a regular Kohen, who goes from his Big Day Chol to now Big Day Kodesh, is starting to go up in Kedusha now, we Makom Shenos Karis. He's outside the base of Migdash, where it's not a place of Karis. On his Karis, to a place where it is Karis, Eino Din Shetan Tefillah. So he's, the way the Ben Zur, there's a big discussion to show him how to understand this, but the simple understanding is, the Tefillah is a transformation of the person. He's like when you go to the Ger, goes into the Mikvah, or a Nida goes into the Mikvah, they're a new person now. They're completely transformed themselves. So too the tefillah here in this case also is transforming the person. So the Kohen Gadol, when he wears Big Day Lavan, is a different person than when he wears Big Day Zav, and vice versa. Yet he's still, even though it's not so much of a difference, he's both cases wearing Big Day Kodesh. Both places he's in a Makom Kadosh, but yet there's still a transformation. Kalachomer, when a regular Kohen Hadyog, who's wearing Big Day Chol, which is nothing transformative, and he goes into the base of Migdash, he certainly needs this tefillah, which is going to transform him into a new person. So that's the Kal Vachomer. There's a real halach here. Nahir him. A tefillah is not metaher a goy becoming a ger. It's not a tahir process. It's a transformation. Let's say tefillas kalim, for example. The kli that you have, you buy from the store, is not tumay. The Yushami has some lashon of tumay, but it's not real tumay as we know it. It's transforming it something now. It's a new item now. It's a transformation. So tefillah is not always tumah latara. It's also transforming something. So in this case, it's transforming the Kohen Hedyot, who wasn't ready to do avoda, to a Kohen Hedyot who's now ready to do the avoda. That's the nature of this tefillah. It's a chi of deraisa. Comes along with Rehuda has a different take on this first initial tefillah. Rehuda says, Rehuda Omer, srach tefillah hi zu. It's not a real requirement. It's a din derabanan. It's a srach. It's like... It's a second, I'm not sure how they say the word srach here, but it's more of a din derabanan. We'll see Rashi in a second. Kidei sheyizkor tuma yishana shebiyado. This way he'll remember, this should remind him, he might have some tuma that he had forgotten about in the past. V'yifrosh, and he'll separate. So look at Rashi, the very last Rashi in the page, four lines from the bottom. Srach tefillah hizu. Ein kan chov min ha-Torah. This is not a din deraisa to do tefillah, says Rabbi Huda. El srach. Ulitvos b'shem etvila. It's simply it's a chashash. It's supposed to remind him of some sort. Kedein la'alos alev. It should remind him somehow. She'ein tefila ela l'tamein. Let's see. A tefila is only really taking place for someone who's tamei. And la'seis l'libo im yesh tuma alav. He might have had a tuma and forgot about it. V'yizkor tuma she'ishana. He'll remember an old tuma he once had. She'esh alav v'shacha that he had early in the week. He just completely forgot about it and didn't do a tefila for. V'yifrosh. Milavo Lazar, he'll step back, he'll refrain from entering into the Azara, Hayom, today. Achi Yarav Shimsho, Achar Tfilav Lo Yavur Hayom. Because part of the process of becoming Tahor, not only do you have to go to the mikvah, you also have to wait for sunset. So it's the morning time now. He says, he goes to the mikvah, he's like, wait a second, I remember 3 days ago I touched the sheretz. Okay, I can't go to the mikvah, I can't go to the base of mikvah today. Hopefully he'll separate, he'll wait till sundown, and then he can go the next morning to go work in the Azara. It's supposed to simply remind him, but there's no real inherent reason to go to the mikvah. It's simply a reminder. As opposed to Ben Zuma held, that was a real din deraisa to do tefillah because the tefillah is supposed to be a process of transformation.
How could it be din deraisa? It seems like he's saying a swara. He doesn't bring a pasuk.
So the kavachomer is it's a din deraisa. Rashi says that actually in the next page. But the kavachomer is a din deraisa. Uh-huh. Well, I'll read the Rashi when we get there in a second. Okay. So Rashi, so the Gemara says down the bottom, but my kamithli, what is machlokus between Ben Zoma and Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Ari? What's the nachkamina between the two of them? Says the Gemara, ba'chule avoda kamithli. Arguing about, let's say he did the avoda without going to the mikvah. He jumped the gun, he ran inside, didn't go to the mikvah, and did the avoda. So the machlokus is, nachkamina is, will the avoda be michal, will it be disqualified or not? The Ben Zoma machil avoda? According to Ben Zoma, let's look at Rashi now. Rashi says, we'll read the top Rashi, we'll just read in order. If he didn't go to the mikvah and did the avoda anyways, will it be disqualified? Ben Zoma, you're right, it's not a mefurish pasuk, but kavachomer is any person is allowed to make a kavachomer on their own, as long as there's no flaw in it. Anyone can reject the kavachomer also.
Kavachomer doesn't have to be what has to be a kabbalah.
Gzeir shalom.
Kavachomer you can do.
Anybody's allowed to do it, but also it could be if there's a flaw in it, so then you could be completely rejected. So since the kavachomer is one of the things you could learn, one of the 13 Joshua's HaTorah, so it's a din deraisa. If you don't do it according to Ben Zoma, it's going to be a chilul avoda. It'll be disqualified. But according to Rabbi Huda, who says it's only a derabanan, he'll hold that it's not it won't be a disqualified avoda. So ask the Gemara. Ul Ben Zoma, mi machal machil? Is it really true according to Ben Zoma, who held that it's a din deraisa? If you don't do it, it will really be chilul avoda. It really would be a disqualified avoda. If hatani, the Brayta teaches us, kohen gadol shelo taval v'lo kiddush bein beged lebeged. A kohen gadol who doesn't go to the mikvah and doesn't wash his hands in between changing his begadim and Yom Kippurim, he changes from his big day zav to big day lavan. He doesn't go to the mikvah. He doesn't wash his hands. Or bein avoda lavoda avodas haksheira. It's a good avoda. Echad kohen gadol v'echad kohen yehida. Whether or not it's a kohen gadol kohen fine. That's the first halacha. I'm sorry. If the kohen gadol between changing the begadim doesn't wash his hand and doesn't go to the mikvah, it's a kasher avoda. Now, echad kohen gadol v'echad kohen yehida. Whether it's the kohen gadol or it's a regular kohen, shelo kiddush yadov v'raglav shacharis. He doesn't wash his hands in the morning. V'avod avoda avodas apsula. It's disqualified. What comes out from here though is only the kiddush yadav raglav is possible the avoda, but the tevila in the morning is not disqualifying the avoda. So it sounds like across the board, nobody argues. It's a stam brisa, and nobody argues here. Sounds like according to everybody, even according to Ben Zoma, it would not disqualify the avoda if they did not do the original tevila. The Gemara says, you know what the nafkamina is between the two, between Rabbi Huda and Ben Zoma, el lamekem baasei kamifli. Whether they're violating an asei or not, the Ben Zoma. According to Ben Zoma, he learned the Kal Vachomer that you're supposed to do a mikvah. So again, a kohen gadol Yom Kippurim is supposed to go to the mikvah. That's a mitzvah asay to go to the mikvah. We learn a Kal Vachomer, we apply that to a kohen gadol. He also has a mitzvah asay to go to the mikvah. If he doesn't go to the mikvah, you're right, the avodah won't be disqualified, but there will be a bitul asay. He didn't go to, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah asay of going to the mikvah. Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi Huda, there is no violation of an asay, because there's no chiv here. It's simply a din derabanan to help remember any previous tumah he may have had. So now it asks the Gemara.
So the Kohen Gadol has to go. Kohen Gadol, he has to do it. He has to do tefila.
Kohen Gadol, everybody agrees he has to do tefila. Question is, do we learn a Kal Vachomer to a Kohen Hedyot as well? Does he have to do the tefila?
Right, because even the Kohen Gadol was tahar, it doesn't make a difference. He's the last to do.
Right.
But here we're talking about somebody who didn't do tefila, but it was obviously tar, not tummy. If he would be tummy, then it would be puzzle.
Well, if it's tummy, it'd be puzzle, and he violated an Issa deraisa of entering the base of Migdash being tummy.
Right, okay.
It's a kares. So says the Gemara, Umi Islay, the Rabbi Huda high svar. Does Rabbi Huda really have such a svara that everybody who enters into the base of Migdash has to do a tefillah first? Does he really hold that way? V'hatane, doesn't the Braisa teach us? Mitzora tovel v'omeid b'shar nikner. Part of the process of a mitzora, on the eighth day, even though he went to the mikveh, there's a long process. He has to go to the mikveh on the seventh day, and then he has to go again on the eighth day back to bring the karbanos. So there's 7 days. The mitzvah goes on the seventh day to the mikveh. Eighth day, he brings all his karbanos to the base of Mikdash. And he has to stick his thumbs and his big toes into the azara. He gets oil sprinkled on it. So the halacha is, of the dam and oil, both of them, blood and oil, gets both sprinkled on him, or rubbed on his thumbs. So the Mishnah, Bryce says again, Mitzorah Tova v'Omer b'Shar Niknor. He stands the eighth day at the Shar Niknor. And Rabbi Huda Omer, Eino Tzarech Tvila, Shekvar Tova min Be'erev. So he doesn't need to do a mikveh, even though he's putting in, look in Rashi. Rashi says, V'Omer b'Shar Niknor. Lahachnis Yodov Raglo b'Fnim. He has to stick his hands and his legs inside the base of Mikdash. Lematin Behonos Medam Ha'ashem v'Shemen Halog. He has to place blood and oil onto his thumbs and his big toes. So on this Bryce, Rabbi Huda says, even though they're entering into the Zara, they don't need to wash their hands, do a tefillah. Because he says, they already did yesterday, the tefillah yesterday on the day 7, no need to do it again on day 8. So we see from here, Rabbi Huda does not require everybody to wash their hands, to go to the mikvah before entering the Zara. Here's the halacha again was, Rabbi Huda held earlier in Amun Aleph, that every single person who enters the Zara needs to do a tefillah. But here's an example of a Mitzora who does not have to do a tefillah on day 8. They did one on day 7, but day 8, they don't have to do one on day 8. They're going today. They should have to do one in the morning. So says the Gemara, Hahu k'detani taima. The reason why he doesn't have to do one on day 8, because the Braisa says the reasoning why. Shekfar tavav mibarev. He read he went to the mikvah yesterday. So what he went to the mikvah yesterday on day 7, that's going to cover him for day 8. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says, v'tikarli my karli. What was the question in the first place? A very strange question. How could you think from here, Rabbi Huda held that, you don't have to go to the mikvah before going to the Azara. This was a clear brisa. The only reason why Mitzorah does not have to go to the mikvah on day 8 is because he went to the mikvah yesterday. Mashmal says everyone else has to always go to the mikvah before entering into the base of Mikdash. So what was the question in the Gemara here? It didn't make sense, this question. It was the Karle my Karle. What do they think? Mara says, you're right. This wasn't the real question. They brought this brisa because mishum de kabay lemirma achrisi aleha. They wanted to ask from the seif of the brisa was the real question. What was the seif of the brisa? Seif of the brisa says, lishchas hamitzaraim shesham mitzaraim tovlim. There was one of the chambers called the lishchas hamitzaraim. There, the mitzara would be tova. And on that brisa, Rabbi Yehuda comments, Omer, lo mitzaraim bilad amru ela kol adam. Not only did the mitzaraim have to go to the mikveh there, but every single person went to the mikveh there. So what's the issue here? So if you look at Rashi, so Rashi says, Ela kol adam, you see that Rashi, Ela kol adam? So he says, Hanichnas la'azara, every person who enters the azara has to do a tefillah. Umi dekamer bilvad, michlal de'ishleim tefillah b'mitzora. There seems to be a steer here. Rabbi Yehuda earlier said that a mitzora does not have to be tovel on day 8, only day 7, wherever he is, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. But then he calls this Lishchas Mitzaraim. Sounds like not only do the Mitzaraim have to go to the mikvah, but everybody has to go to the mikvah also, implying that even the Mitzorah has to go to the mikvah on day 8. There's a steer within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the halacha in regards to a Mitzorah?
Where do you see that? Where do you see the kol adam?
In Rashi? See, Rabbi Yehuda omer lo Mitzaraim bilvad amru ela kol adam. Not this lishchas mitzaraim. Not only did mitzaraim have to go to the mikvah here, but also every person goes here. But it implies that a mitzaraim does also have to go to the mikvah on day 8.
Right.
But we just said before Rabbi Yehuda held, he doesn't. He went yesterday's. So it's a steer within Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, lo kasha, not a problem. Hadu tavi, hadu lo tavi. No. The time that the mitzaraim has to go to the mikvah on day 8 is where he never went to the mikvah on day 7. So that's why he has to go on day 8. But if he already went on day 7, he doesn't have to go on day 8. So Gemara says, Ilo Tavil, Harav Shemesh Bai. If he didn't go to the mikvah on day 7, so then he can't go to the mikvah day 8, even though, let's say, day 8 comes. He goes to the mikvah in the morning, day 8. He can't stick his hands and legs into the Azara because you have to still wait till Harav Shemesh, until sunset. So that doesn't make sense. It has to be where he went to the mikvah day 7, he experienced sunset, and then was able to stick his hands and legs in. So that can't be the answer. Ella Idividi the Tavil. Must be both cases where he was Tovel on day 7. And the sunset happened. So now he's able to enter the Beis HaMikdash on day 8. So what's the steer in Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not he has to do a second tefillah on day 8 or not? This is the difference. Had asich daita, had lo asich daita. No, one is where he completely forgot about what was going on, one where he didn't forget about. If he was Messiah daita, just lost track of that he was Mitzorah, they had to enter the Beis HaMikdash, he has to do another tefillah. If he didn't lose track, he was paying attention, so then he does have to do it again. To look at Rashi, asich daita, so this is a question, right? I'm sorry. So again, the difference is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when does the mitzvah have to go to the mikvah again on day 8? If he's mesiach daite, if he wasn't paying proper attention, he wasn't focusing on keeping himself clean, he has to do a second tefillah just to make sure on day 8. If he was paying attention, he doesn't have to go again on day 8. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. If we're saying the cases where he forgot, lost track, he has to do sprinkling of day 3 and day 7. The Amar Rabbi Dustai bar Masan Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hesech Hada, someone who wasn't paying attention to Shmiras Gufo, Sarah Chazar Shlishi Vishvi. That's halacha. You have to take from the Meipara, the Paras Chadas, and sprinkle because it's very possible if you weren't paying attention. Look at Rashi now. Rashi says Asar Chadaite Mishmiras Gufo. If a person wasn't protecting, wasn't watching over and being careful with his body, he needs Hazah. Maybe he just accidentally, not paying attention, walked into a place where there was a mace and became Tumas mace. So just to be safe, you have to sprinkle all the mechatas from the paraduma day 3 and day 7. So it can't be, yeah.
Wait, 1 second. If a guy is spacey, so we're going to just take mechatas and we're going to sprinkle him?
That seems to be the halacha, yeah.
The guy is what?
To enter the base of
Mel Fif.
Was it Macy?
Spacey.
אז הם לוקחים את האפר של הפרה האדומה עם המים, עושים לו שפריץ ביום שלישי ושביעי. והוא לא שם לב, הוא נכנס לאוהל של מת. עד כדי כך, אמרו לי, זה מי חטס, because shame, maybe he wasn't thinking and he's going to go to Malcolm Tuma.
Me entering to the base of Migdash, if you are Tame, you're Chayv Karis.
Right.
So, there's no way to know. I mean, it's hard for us to understand because we don't do this, but back then when they cut shim all the time, they tie rolls and they enter the base of Mikdash, they have to be so careful. So if you lost track of Mai, you weren't paying attention, you're a spacey guy, you're going to be mechates a lot.
Right.
I guess that's what it boiled down to. So Eina Hanami. So
I don't know if you're spacey or you're not spacey.
Well, no, he is not a concentrating kind of guy. He's very lightheaded.
Doing it automatically.
Yeah.
Without asking.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, so it can't be a case of Mesech Daita where we're going to be making him go to the mikvah because he needs more than simply a tevilah. He needs day 3 and day 7. You have to sprinkle the mechates on him. So the Gemara says, you know what the difference is whether you require a mikvah on day 8 or not. Elidividi, both cases are delo asach daita. He wasn't a Mesech Daita. He was paying attention. Lo kasho. Hode tavel adas bias mikdash, hode lo tavel adas bias mikdash. One of the things that required part of tevilah, kavana is very much important. If you look in the end of the last parak of Chagiga talks about these dinim. Quite differences as follows. On day 7, the Mitzorah went to the mikvah to metahir himself. The question is, when he went to the mikvah, did he also have in mind that he was going to enter into the Beis HaMikdash? If he had in mind that this tefillah is also going to work to allow him to enter the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't need a second tefillah on day 8. But let's say he only had in mind to be metahir myself in the Mitzorah. But he did not have in mind to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. He needs another tefillah which is going to allow him to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the difference between the two.
You have to have it.
You have to have that intention, right?
So, I get a mechaven for both.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a second tevila.
Right. So, like for example, the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Chigigigah talk about. Let's say you had in mind to be tovel for kudshim, but not for tyros, not for kudshim. You can only eat tyros, but you can't eat kudshim, or vice versa. In the different levels. Let's say you had in mind for tyros, so certainly you could eat truma, which is a lower level. But if you had in mind for chuma, after kachim, you could have chuma, but you can't have kachim. So kavana is very, very important.
Right.
The only question is, though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, though, I don't know the answer to this. Rabbi Yehuda held the only reason why you needed a tevila was to remind you maybe you had chuma in the past. But it's not a fundamental requirement. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do you need kavana for tevila to enter into the base of Mikdash?
As long as you had the tevila.
As long as you had a tevila. According to Ben Zoma, where the tefillah is a real inherent tefillah, it's about changing a person from Big Day Chol to Big Day Kodesh, I understand why you need a tefillah, because it's a required tefillah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's simply a din derabanan to remind you, so who cares if I didn't have kavana on day 7 about entering the Beis HaMikdash? So I'm not sure. It could be a weak question. I don't know enough about the tefillah stuff here. Okay, either way. So that's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a steer within Rabbi Yehuda. One's a case where he had intention to enter the Beis HaMikdash, so the tefillah of yesterday works. One where he didn't have a intention to enter the Beis HaMikdash, so he needs another tefillah on day 8. Ibaiseima, the Gemara suggests another answer. Ibaiseima, Tani, the Braisa doesn't say, it says differently than we had read before. Lo mitzaron amru, ela kol adam. The lishchas mitzaron, despite the fact that it was called lishchas mitzaron, Mitzoram did not require tefillah because they already went yesterday on day 7. There's no need for a tefillah today. It wasn't for the Mitzoram, it was only for Kol Adam. So Mitzoram went day 7, and then day 8, they went without a mikvah. But everybody else, the day they entered into the Beis HaMikdash, they had to go to Lishchas Mitzoram to do the tefillah there. That's what they get in. Exactly. Okay, says the Gemara now. Ravina Amar. Ravina has a different answer. This is already a third answer. I think Ravina is answering this question now. Ravina says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ledivrehem dirabanan kamar lehu.
So I just understand that.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yehuda is holding not only Mitzorah.
No. Mitzorah does not require it. Lo Mitzoran amru.
Lo Mitzorah.
They don't need it.
It's Kol Adam. Everybody else needs
it. Only other people need it.
Because the Mitzorah went already on the seventh day. That's
exactly
what we're talking about. That
exactly
case. And the Mitzorah has to go on the seventh day?
Has
and
to
then
go.
Again.
Part of the Tyre process. So there's no steer in Behuda. Enach Nami and Mitzorah does not have to go on day 8, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Ravina gives another answer. Ravina Amar, Behuda Lidivrehem Kamalu. He says, according to the Chachamim's opinion, Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mitzorah ain't Tzarech Tevila. According to me, a Mitzorah does not require Tevila because they already went on day 7. Lididhu, according to you, however, Odi Li, you should agree to me. So according to you, though, let's see who he's saying to right now. Not only do the Mitzoram have to go, but every single person has to go. So let's see, what was the reason the Rabbana required a tefillah for the Mitzoram here?
On day 8?
On day 8, yeah, according to the Rabbana.
I have a silly question.
Yeah.
If this person that became a Metzora is a Kohen, right?
Okay.
So he did day 3, he did day 7, mm-hmm. and now in order to do Avoda on day 8, he requires another Tevilah, yes?
Depending according to who and which answer we're going with.
5 Tevilot.
No.
That's only on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Metzora, let's say day 7, he goes to the mikvah, and he does the whole process of becoming Tahor.
Right.
And day 8, he doesn't necessarily require one, according to Rabbi Huda, as long as he had the proper intentions, he could go day 8.
The 2 kavanas were Tahor for Metzora and Avodah.
Right. According to the first answer, you don't need it. And according to the second answer, even without the kavanos, it seemed that Metzora is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. As long as he went on day 7, it works for day 8 also. Now, Ravina is coming to give another answer. Let's see. Right. So, again, Huda says, according to me, again, Ravina again, Lididi, Mitzorah, and Sarach Tvila. According to me, Mitzorah does not require Tvila because they already went on day 7. Lididchu, according to you, Rabbanim, that you do require Mitzorah to go on day 8. Odi lid, greet to me though, easy mias, the lo mitzvah b'vad amru, not only the mitzvah require one before entering the Beis HaMikdash, elakola them, every single person, like he's Yehuda said on Amud Aleph, every person requires a tefillah before entering the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Rabbanan held that only mitzvah, now there are 3 opinions. Let's backtrack for a second. From earlier in the morning, Amud Aleph, we said the Mishnah told us before entering the Beis HaMikdash, every single person has to go to the mikvah. There are 2 reasons. Ben Zoma, because of Din Deraisa, Kal V'Chomer. Rehuta said to remind the person maybe there's some forgotten Tumah. There's another 3rd Shita, which I'll say out now, the Rabbanan. Rabbanan held that a person does not have to go to the mikvah prior to entering. If he knows about it, so then he could go. But if he doesn't know of any Tumah, he knows he's Tahor, there's no need for him to go to the mikvah. And he doesn't hold the Kal V'Chomer, Ben Zoma. There's a regular person does not need to enter it. So Rehuta held, according to you, the Chachamim, you say that even though Mitzvah went on day 7, you make them go day 8 again. Well, he already went yesterday. Why are you telling him to go day 8? Because you're concerned, maybe because it became Tameh again. Because Mitzvah is someone who's already immersed in Tumah. We have to make sure to do day 8 just in case he forgot about Tumah. He has to do it again. So Yehuda says, okay, once you say Mitzvah has to go day 8 just to, as a safeguard, agree to me in general also you should hold that every single person has to go to the mikvah before going to the Zara just as a safeguard. That's the question according to... But Rabbi Huda himself held that Mitzvah does not have to go because he went on day 7. Only according to the Rabbanan, who created this day 8, that the Din der Rabbanan to go, just in case the Mitzvah became Tameh again, you should agree every single person should have to. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan respond back to Rabbi Huda. Rabbanan say, no, Mitzvah is different than a Koldam. I require Mitzvah to go. Why? Mitzvah daish betumah. He's so engrossed in Tumah, so he's, the past however long he's had the Mitzvah asked for, He wasn't focusing on Tara. He had to go outside the camps, whatever he had to do. He wasn't involved in staying Tara, so he's very used to becoming Tamei. So for him, we have to make sure, let's do a second Tevila on day 8, just to make sure there's no other Tumah involved here. Ko'adam lo daisha b'tumah. Every single regular person is not very engrossed in Tumah. They're trying to stay Tara. So if he doesn't know of any Tumah, there's no need to require a Tevila to him for him to think of. So Amar Leah Abaye says to, that's the discussion now. So Amar Leah Abaye, L'Rav Yosef, Neima Rabbanon, to Pligi Aleh de Rabbi Yehuda. So now this Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, that held that that not every single person has to go to the mikvah, Ki Ben Zoma Svirle? Does he hold like Ben Zoma? V'hai dekasani mitzora lo diacha kocha de Rabbi Yehuda? O duma shiny mitzora de daish betuma? So this is the Shaila. This Rabbanon, the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanon say, it's what I said before was one of the studim here. What now? The Gemara is asking right now: what is the opinion of the Rabbanon in regards to Kol Adam? Kol Adam, do they hold like Ben Zoma that the reason Ben Zoma, but that every person has to go to the mikvah because it's a Kal V'Chomer, and they're only arguing in terms of Rabbi Yehuda regarding Mitzora, or do they really hold that Mitzora is different and Kol Adam does not have to go to the mikvah? So let's say this again. What we have right now is Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zoma both require a mikvah for every single prayer kol adam. Machlokas, what the reason is, either because of Kal V'Chomer or because if they might remind you to do remind you may have been tummy in the past. Now another discussion about Mitzora. Behuda held that Mitzora does not have to go a second time. Behuda held, Chacham held you have to go a second time. Behuda held Mitzora does not have to go a second time. So we want to know, what does Rabban hold the Mitzora has to go in day 8? What do they hold in regards to Kaladim? That's the discussion, that's the question right now. Do they hold, they argue with Behuda regarding Mitzora that they have to go in day 8, and they agree to Ben Zoma that every person has to also go, like Ben Zoma? Or no, do they also argue on Ben Zoma that Kol Adam does not have to go at all, only Mitzora has to go a second time because it daish betuma, because it's so engrossed in tuma, but a regular person who's not daish betuma doesn't have to go? That's the shaila of the Gemara. They want to try to clarify the opinion of the Rabbanan. Let's read that inside one more time. Amale Abaye. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, name a Rabbanan de pligeler de Behuda, the Rabban who argued Rabbi Huda, who require a Mitzora to go to the Tefillah and Mikvah on day 8, ki Ben Zoma Tzrilei? Do they hold like Ben Zoma that regular person has to go to the Mikvah? Behind the Kasana Mitzora, why do they only specify Mitzora? Lo diecha koch Rabbi Huda. They say that Rabbi Huda, even when it comes to a Mitzora, doesn't have to require, even though Mitzora is so daish betuma, he doesn't have to go to the Mikvah. We're trying to emphasize, underscore the opinion of Rabbi Huda, but not to teach me that Chum hold that only Mitzora has to go, but the truth is really every person has to go to the mikvah. Oh, Dilma, or do we say, Shiny Mitzora, they only argue by Mitzora, the Daish Betuma. But when it comes to Kol Adam, Rabban is a third opinion that Kol Adam does not have to go to the mikvah. Answers the Gemara, Amarlay, Shiny Mitzora, the Daish Betuma. Rabban held that only Mitzora has to go to the mikvah on day 8 because they're so engrossed in Tuma. But Kol Adam, they hold that doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Time is at
6:45. So Shani is besides the Daish Betuma, and therefore what? Only the Mitzvah the Chum said. Yes, but everybody else doesn't.
According to
the Chum, are we going to Rav Yehuda?
No, they argue.